quote, Matthew, not for us, from the Sydney Morning Herald. So to start off with, what is the current law that does actually allow abusers to cross-examine their victims in court?
Yeah, well, it is a loophole. It's not so much what's in the law as what isn't in the law. The fact that this is allowed, it's essentially the situation can come up in certain cases, not in everyone. But for example, in ABO cases, which is the one I was reporting about here, if the alleged perpetrator comes to court and doesn't have any legal representation, they can represent themselves and cross-examine their victims, their wives, partners, their children on the stand, particularly if it's at the last minute, which this was. The person shows up to court, it's too late at that moment to get someone from legal aid or anything, and that's how it goes. It's hard to tell how common it is, but it happens, and there are many cases of it happening.
So how often are victims of domestic violence subject to experiences like this while testifying?
It is hard to tell, but from the people I've been speaking to for this story that I did today, it is common. The reason why it's not heard about very often, for starters, because these are such horrible things, it's not something people have traditionally talked about a lot, domestic violence, but also there are very strict rules around the reporting of family court issues around AVO hearing. We were lucky just in the way this one had gone about that we were able to report people's names. Usually you're not allowed to, so that really smothers the coverage of this issue, but it is something that's happening. The peak groups, the legal services group, even the Productivity Commission, Rosie Batty, they're all saying that this should change and that it should be written into legislation that cannot happen.
And there is a campaign to have exactly that happen. It's led by Angela Hajici and MP Emma Hauser. Do you know how much success that this campaign has had so far?
Angela, the woman I spoke to who had a pretty horrible ordeal with her husband in court, she started a petition. It's got about 20,000 signatures. The thing is, it is entering the political domain. Labor and opposition leader Bill Shorten, they've said that they have a policy to change the law so that it won't happen and to give more money to legal aid so that the judge can rule that if an alleged perpetrator comes to court unrepresented, they can order that they be represented by legal aid. The government hasn't agreed to any of that so far. They've said that they have put in better standards in place and that judges should use discretion, and they've questioned how much money it would cost to make a change like this happen. But if it really does enter the political terrain a bit more, that's when we might see something happen.
And how likely do you think it is that we will see something like this go through? I mean, under this government in particular, we've seen a lot of defunding of perhaps, you know, women's shelters was the big issue a little while ago, and other services relating to domestic violence.
Yeah, well, it depends how much pressure is applied, I suppose, and the question of how much money it does cost. I do know it is something that when you raise it with people, it sounds horrible. You have a visceral reaction that this shouldn't be happening, and that's true. It's about how to make it work, how much it would cost, what systems to put in place. Only last week, the UK government, Theresa May's government, announced legislation to stop it happening over there, so it's not like this isn't something that's being looked at all over the world and that there aren't models for us to follow. So there are examples in the UK that we could follow here if we want to change the law.
And so you did mention there Theresa May over in England introducing this legislation. Are there any other countries that do have similar laws banning self-representation in cases of domestic violence?
That's a good question. I'm not sure about America, for example, but we're certainly not alone in this situation, and we're not out in front there. I know that in the UK, it was people didn't even know that it was really happening. I think also, again, because of the secrecy around family law court reporting, it took some reporting by newspapers over there to make people realise that this was going on in courtrooms, and some of the the perpetration of abuse again in the courtroom that had already started at home, and how traumatizing it was for people to go through this again when they're coming at the end of a process and many years of abuse to then have to deal with this in a court is terrible. So if I get some more attention here, then we may go the same way.
It is an absolutely horrific situation, and one that I don't think many of us could imagine unless having been in that situation. Do you think that the campaign that is being led at the moment to change these laws will actually end up changing anything in regards to how survivors of domestic violence are treated?
Well, yeah, we'll have to wait and see. It's definitely at a very early stage. I wasn't well aware of it before I wrote this story. But now, when you do become aware of it, it's something that does hit you. I don't think it would be hugely expensive to do in the context of a federal budget and some of the things that get money spent on them. This would be relatively achievable. Obviously, so much about domestic violence has systemic issues that are hard to tackle and take time. But this is something that is achievable and can be done. So that's one thing that's got going for it there.
And just before I do let you go, Matthew, if anybody listening does want to get involved, do you know how they would be able to go about doing that?
The petition is on change.org. So if you go look there, you'll find it.
And we will pop that link up in our podcast. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning. It is an incredibly heavy issue. So thank you for helping us unpack it a little bit more.
No worries. Thank you for that.